receive your love today. And thank you for the energy to do the work that is before us. May this house of prayer be a welcoming place for our guests that arrive today, a place of transformation, of rest and reconciliation, of restoration and hope. Amen. So our Bible passage today is in Luke 14, and we are looking at Luke 14, 25 to 35, on page 1048, 1048. So Luke 14, verse 25. Large crowds are travelling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be a disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, 'This person began to build and wasn't able to finish.' Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able to, with 10,000 men, to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure heap. It is thrown out. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." Jesus is pulling no punches in this section. Whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. I wonder what points in our life we've had to choose for Jesus over other things. And I wonder what our cross is today that we carry and yet choose to follow Jesus. Some moments for prayer or a discussion with God. next two sections are about counting the cost, making sure that you have enough to complete the job. And yet elsewhere, Jesus talks about what profits someone if they to gain the whole world, and yet they lose their soul, they lose their eternal life in God. I wonder where you're tempted to be counting the cost today against an invitation that God, that Jesus has on your life. Do you believe that Jesus will give you enough and more than enough for the task ahead? Salt is good. Reminds us of the words in Matthew about you are the salt of the earth. There to provide flavour, there to provide taste, there to provide something of the kingdom of God in the everyday. So let's pray for those that are Christians in our countries that we represent. Because the world needs it, our culture needs it, this generation needs the truth of God, needs the saving love of Jesus. But it's only by those principles of generosity and giving in all sorts of different ways. By the topsy-turvy story of the cross and resurrection, that it is possible to live in touch with heaven and to move our society to look upwards, to look towards the good and not towards evil. So let's pray for the countries of the world, that that God will use in beautiful ways his people to bring about good things. shall we say the Lord's Prayer to conclude our prayers together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.